We are covering the 2019 Q's CEO Executive Team Network Conference here in Amelia Island, Florida. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Rob Goodwin from Co-op Financial Services. Rob, how are you, sir?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Yeah. I mean, how do you like the I know the show is just starting out. They had like a pre-conference workshop, and then they're going to have the opening reception tonight and stuff. So what do you guys expect? What does Co-op want to, what are some of your goals here at the conference?
Yeah, so really looking forward to the content. Tomorrow there's a session on trends, which is always great for opportunities. Mm-hmm. And Stephen Covey's here on Wednesday.
I know, exciting.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah.
And overall, we're just here to support Q's. We see our support of them as kind of part of our overall support of the credit union movement, leagues, associations, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we spend about $2.5 million a year, so it's a big part of what we do, supporting Q's and other
good for you guys.
Associations.
Yeah, it's a great organization. They put it out some fantastic stuff education-wise for the movement and so many other things that they do. And I just saw John Pembroke in the lobby earlier and said they've grown their membership by 50% this year.
That's amazing.
I'm blown away. And he says that they revamped their whole membership, and that's why. So they're really offering some great stuff out there, as they usually do. So, all right, let's talk about the topic at hand here.
Sure.
So Co-op is one of three platinum sponsors at this event. So why do you think it's so valuable for you guys?
Again, I think, you know, sponsoring the event and the different attendees that you mentioned, mm-hmm. we get great dialogue and networking with those folks. And the speakers, the content, and again, just a chance to support a great industry stalwart, if you will.
Indeed, yeah, good. I like that word a lot. All right, hey, some other news here. Co-op just announced some major enhancement to CardNav, which is your card controls and alerts mobile app.
That's right.
It's pretty cool stuff there. So before we get into it, what are card controls out there for folks that might be new to this?
Yeah, that's a great question. They're card controls and alerts are getting increasingly popular for a variety of different purposes. Number one, on and off. You probably saw commercials on TV. You lose your card, go into the app.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, turn it off. Mm-hmm. Find your card on the couch later.
Yep.
Turn the card back on.
Exactly.
And that way you don't have to call it and do the lost stolen, and then they tell you it's already in the mail. And,
yep.
So that's great. It's also, we hear about budgeting, just setting limits, especially kids maybe going off to college. They have your credit card in hand. You can set limits. You can also control the merchants that they can go to, which is exciting. And especially for parents. Another one is fraud, for sure, just putting that control in the members' hands so that they can really control that, you know, fraud that could come in by having certain controls and alerts set up. And the last thing too, which is probably the coolest factor in card controls and alerts, is controlling where the card can be used.
Oh,
so depending on geolocation.
Right.
So if there's a merchant with a transaction sending for authorization and the card isn't in that area within so many miles of the zip code, the transaction can be denied. So really makes the phone really critical in the authorization stream.
Indeed. Yeah. So why do you think this is so popular with consumers these days? Is it empowering them, I guess?
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, I think it, you know, you look at a traditional payment instrument, which used to be a plastic card, and now we've moved to, you know, on the watch or on the phone. And
the phone.
It really allows members to control that payments experience on the phone, which is great.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool for sure. So what are some key things you're talking to your clients about with CardNav?
Sure. So Co-op was actually an early adopter of card controls and alerts. And so this was actually a refresh of our CardNav solution we launched a few months ago. And I'd say the biggest part about it was putting credit and debit together in the same application. Mm-hmm. So now if you're with Co-op and you process debit and credit cards with us, both cards are in the CardNav application. So better experience for members, for sure.
Yeah.
Another big part of that was different authentication methods, so facial recognition and touch ID. Again, better experience for members. And then the last thing was we added an override feature. So we kind of talked about if you have on or off or, for certain types of transactions or merchants. If, let's say that you have something typically turned off, you could, if you go to a merchant, you authorize, it comes back denied, instead of going in the app, turning that transaction type on, doing the transaction, turning it off again, because let's say it's a one-time deal, you can just hit override, allows the transaction to go through once when you run it again, instead of having to go back in and turn it off again.
Okay. That
easier
makes
experience
sense.
For members.
Indeed, that's what we're all about these days.
We are.
The member experience.
Yeah,
so
we are.
That's the top two words of our industry for 2019 for sure, and going into 2020 for sure. Hey, let's switch gears here and talk about Think 20 coming up here, May. 2020, I believe it is.
May 4th through 7th.
In Dallas, I think it is.
It's in Dallas.
Next year? Yeah.
That's right.
In Big D. That's going to be exciting.
It is. We're looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, I will be there, yes.
For sure. This year's theme is Activate Your Next.
Okay.
And it's all about helping credit unions evaluate those tough transformational choices they need to make as they're engaging members, deepening mm-hmm. relationships, mm-hmm. and driving growth. So really looking forward to that. We actually just announced our first keynote last week. Scott Belsky, Chief Product Officer at Adobe.
Wow.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing him. Yeah, he's great. And people can go to coopthink.org for more information.
Okay, yeah, you guys always hit it out of the park with the speakers that you bring there to Think. I mean, it's just phenomenal. I think last year you had that was two years ago. You had Michael Phelps
in Arizona.
There, and I think you've had Malcolm Gladwell there.
Yep.
And so, yeah, and obviously Jean Chatsky from the Today Show is always the
host.
She does a fabulous job.
She does.
What a great lady she is, for sure. All right, so we get to look forward to that in 2020. To wrap up here, what can we look forward to for co-op? My gosh, my tongue is already tied. It's my first interview. My gosh. No, what can we look forward to from co-op in 2020, speaking of 2020?
Yeah, so actually even in 2019, later this month, we're rolling out our co-op developers portal. Which is just it's a better way to manage an API library.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we have this entire suite of APIs for numerous types of functionality, and allows you to break those APIs down mm-hmm. into smaller reusable functions.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows credit unions and their third-party vendors, so think mobile mm-hmm. Online vendors, allows them to integrate different services into their applications quicker. It allows us to roll things out faster, so that credit unions can again. They can turn around and integrate faster. So it just, if you think about how fast the industry is moving, having co-ops mm-hmm. developers portal will just make them have an easier time of integrating, again, working with their partners as well. To deliver, again, a better member experience.
Indeed, yeah, and I keep hearing, I go to these conferences and you hear the futurists and all of them are saying technology is never going to be as slow as it is right now.
Right.
But it's super fast right
now,
that's
amazing.
The thing,
yeah.
So it's going to be even
it's
faster.
It's not going to slow down.
Indeed. All right, Rob, anything else to add to wrap up?
That's it, really happy to be here and thank you for having me on.
Anytime, sir.
Right.
Well done.
Thanks,
keep
Mike.
Up the good work there at Co-op, all right?
Will do.
Everybody, Rob Goodwin from Co-op Financial Services.